Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. You want to hear about the Missouri Personhood Amendment? But first, this update. I just got out of a studio with Fox 31 in Colorado. They wanted to know about our appearance at Sarah Palin's book signing yesterday. What a great time was had by all. American Right to Life has been going. Their members have been going to Sarah Palin's book signings around the country. And this one was at Colorado Springs, and she received dozens of business cards from members of American Right to Life, not only Sarah Palin, but her husband Todd, her father, mother, the whole family. And the business cards only say one thing, prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. And I asked Sarah if she would consider going to that website. I asked her husband Todd, I said, could I give you two cards, Todd? One is American Right to Life. I'm a spokesman with them. And the second is prolifeprofiles.com/Palin. One of our members, supporters, Connie Sharon, warmly shook Sarah Palin's hand and was not rushed at all and said, Sarah, there's so many of us who want to support you. We love you. But please, please look at this profile. Look at this. This is so important. She said the same thing to her husband, her family, her father, who I think put the card in his wallet. And it was really a great time. The youngest guy at the event, 10-year-old Michael, was the first, actually, to talk to Sarah Palin. She was thrilled. He bought two books she signed. And she asked him four questions. Your name, how old are you, what grade are you in? And then she said, do you want me to look at this website? And he said, yes, please. And so pray for Sarah Palin. Pray for her family. They need to see the profile sponsored by American Right to Life. All right. So great event in Indianapolis, of course. There were 35 American Right to Life members at the Palin book signing. Made a major impact. I was just on Fox News. It'll be played in a couple weeks. In fact, Christmas, that segment on Sarah Palin will air in Colorado at 9:30 in the evening, Channel 31 in Denver. And I had the honor of being on the ABC affiliate in Colorado Springs yesterday, their number one news show, talking about Sarah Palin and our desire to support her if, in fact, she makes a pro-life commitment. Okay, now Missouri. Missouri is one of the 40 states since Colorado introduced personhood, the Personhood Amendment in 2008. There are now 40 states pursuing personhood through an initiative or legislative effort. And the sponsor in Missouri is Gregory Thompson. And what an honor to welcome Gregory Thompson to Bob Enyart Live. Hello, Gregory. Thanks for coming on the air.
Well, Bob, God bless you. I appreciate it so much. And I just pray for programs like you have that tell the truth. We get so much propaganda from the mainline media, and it's just so refreshing to have someone that just puts out the truth as it is.
Wow.
In God's eyes.
Well, what an honor, and especially that coming from you, Gregory. You are friends with one of the dear friends of American Right to Life, Alan Keyes, and maybe in a little bit we could hear, because you and Alan were at Notre Dame together, and in fact, you were setting up the interviews for Alan, and you and I talked back then, and we spoke to Alan when I think there were 70 Catholic bishops that came forward and rebuked Notre Dame University for having a pro-abortion president speak and honoring him on their campus. And that was great. But the stand that you guys took there in South Bend, Indiana, and Alan Keyes, that was extraordinary. But could we put that off for a moment and first talk about the Personhood Amendment? Then we'll get to you and Alan.
Sounds great. To get it all up to date, about 6 years ago, I was fired as superintendent of schools, Bob, for having the Ten Commandments up in school, a Bible on my desk, a cross on my office wall, and for having a prayer said for our boys and girls in Iraq. And when the ACLU came against me, about 10 months before that, the good Lord had given me a radical second birth and taken me out of the world to serve him. So here I was put in a position that I had to either take everything down and comply with the Supreme Court and Eighth Circuit Court.
Hey, Gregory.
Or follow God's.
What school district was this?
That was Humansville School District, north of Springfield, Missouri. It was one of those things where he put me in his service when I had a foot in the world until that second birth. and started to obey him, and he started putting battles into my path.
The Lord has a way of doing that, Gregory, and I'm sorry I keep interrupting you, but I'm so excited. You've mentioned now the second birth. For those in the audience who don't know what you mean, can you explain that?
The second birth is when we're born of the Spirit of God, and when that happens, and he offers that to everyone, when that happens, you actually have a hunger to serve him in some way on a daily basis, Bob. Mm. It's such a wonderful feeling, and you're no longer a slave to the world. You become a servant of the Lord, a friend to Christ.
Well, praise God.
Keep those ways.
Yeah. Praise God for those who are born again, who know Jesus Christ as their Savior and Lord. So this happened to you, a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and you were told that you could not have a Bible in your office. You couldn't have the Ten Commandments up. You certainly couldn't pray. There are people dying in Iraq and praying and asking God's blessing on our men and women that are serving their nation over there. You were told you can't do that. And you did what?
I told him I would not comply, that I would continue to do those things. Like I told him, I said, you've talked about how much I've shown love to your children and all the gifts I've given your community. And I said, that didn't come from me.
Mm.
It comes from the good Lord.
Yeah.
And I said, I cannot dishonor him by taking those things down that acknowledge him. It's our most basic right from birth is to acknowledge God. So they fired me, and the good Lord has put me on a path of walking with him, and we've gone from coast to coast doing what we call Shake the Nation conferences. We also go to the battles at the abortion clinics and Planned Parenthood and all these different things.
Gregory, what men mean for evil, God uses for good. So it was not good that Joseph's brothers tried to kill him or ended up selling him into slavery. But God blessed Joseph's life and delivered the nation because of it, delivered the family of Jacob from famine, and then protected them over centuries so they could grow into a mighty nation within the protective borders of Egypt. In your case, you were fired, and what men meant for evil, God has used for good, and now you are a key leader in the battle to recognize the God-given right to life of unborn children. Thank you for that, Gregory Thompson. What a thrill and a joy. So you've gone around the country, you go to the abortion clinics, and how about the personhood amendment? How did that start in Missouri?
Well, Bob, I had been asking, why don't we go for everything? Why do we play these games of, okay, notify the parents and then you can kill the babies and things like that? And and as we were going to abortion clinics and stuff, the good Lord started putting what I call warriors in my path, you know, like the Bob Inyards and the Alan Keys and the Dave Dobenmeyers and the different ones. And,
Coach Dave Dobenmeyer from Ohio, what a wonderful, godly man he is.
Absolutely. And so I was with a group out in July of this year, out in Las Vegas. We were going to the abortion mills out there with Flip Benham and Rusty Thomas and Cal Zastro and some of those others that, again, are warriors out there in the battle. And while I was there, this young man, Gualberto Jones.
Guabe, we lovingly call him Guabe, Gualberto Garcia Jones, co-sponsor of the Colorado Personhood Amendment.
Oh, and he spoke it. Sometimes you're just ready for it and hear it at the right time.
Mm.
And so I heard that in July, and from that meeting, Cal Zastro was on the internet that night, and he was doing something with Mississippi Personhood.
Right. They're gathering signatures down there to get on the ballot in 2011, and they've got about two-thirds of their signatures collected so far, Gregory.
Isn't that wonderful? And so Cal was on the – I said, Cal, set me up in Missouri like that. I will look into it and pray about it and see what we can do. So that night, he set up a website, Missouri Personhood, I was praying about it. We had some Shake the Nations we were doing. And I just came back in the middle of September. I flew back into Missouri out of Ohio We just finished four Shake the Nations. And then the next day I went down to the state. I almost said, I'm going to see how to propose an initiative petition here in Missouri. Since then, I have a senator that's said he'll champion it in the Senate, and a representative said that she would try to do a joint resolution in the House. So it looks like we may hit this on three battlefronts, but it sure brought out the enemies of God.
Absolutely. And let's find out about the attacks and the challenges in Missouri to your personhood amendment and to hit it on all fronts with a legislative effort. At the same time, we have an initiative petition drive. At the same time, we're educating people about the personhood of the unborn. That is a fabulous strategy. But before we get there, let me see if I got what you've told me. It was July when you talked to Gualberto Garcia Jones, and that night with Cal Zastro, co-founder of Personhood USA, along with Keith Mason. And so that's when Missouri Personhood Amendment was birthed. But if we back up to the spring of 2009, I think it was in May when you called me and set up the interview with Alan Keyes with 22 others getting arrested at Notre Dame, right? That was in May?
That was our first group that was arrested, yes. What a blessing. Anyone thinking that they would go out and seek to go to jail on purpose, I would tell them they were nuts. But if it's there right before us and it's a matter of obeying God or man and doing it in a biblical way, that it is such a blessing. Both times we were arrested, that Dr. Keyes and I were arrested, Bob, it was a blessing from the moment we walked in all the way through the experience in jail and out, because everyone in the jail, both times, they ended up praying or asking us to pray for them, et cetera, before we left. And even the main population was so connected. It went through the whole system of 700 people in the jail.
Amen. Gregory, we were, two of us, with American Right to Life, were in jail for a couple of weeks this summer in Colorado Springs, El Paso County Jail. And we got to share the gospel of Jesus Christ with so many inmates. In fact, I did a handful of radio shows and recorded a Bible study from within jail. You know, they have cell phones down there. I guess I'm using a pun. My cell phone, you had to pay a lot of money to use it. But we had a blessed time. So you guys had a ministry. It's a jail ministry, the likes of which you see in the pages of Scripture.
It was so much so, Bob, that you know where they had been put in jail and beaten?
Yeah.
And that they came out rejoicing?
Amen.
It was just a twin to that. You come out rejoicing. Thank you, Lord, for counting me worthy to be able to use me in such a way.
And so, Alan Keyes, you were with Alan Keyes, and so you had the opportunity. You are fired from your job as a school administrator for honoring the Lord. Gregory Thompson, I hope you don't mind if I compare you to another person alive today, but you are Missouri's Judge Roy Moore.
I appreciate that, Bob. If there's any resemblance, it comes from the good Lord, for sure.
Well, amen. But, Gregory, Judge Roy Moore refused to take down the Ten Commandments from Alabama's Supreme Court building, the lobby. He's the former Chief Justice of the Alabama Supreme Court, and he reminds me of you because he's determined to not compromise. For example, when all the Christians were praising the partial birth abortion ban, which of course did not stop a single abortion, he came out and he initially praised it, and then he publicly apologized. And he said, I did not read the ruling for myself. I just believed the headlines. And when you read the Gonzales v. Carhart ruling, it is a corrupt, violent ruling explicitly telling abortionists how they can kill those exact same babies. So he apologized and he set the record straight. He's a hero. You're a hero. And I'm excited to walk side by side with men like Alan Keyes and Judge Roy Moore and Gregory Thompson and Cal Zastro. So you had that experience. That was in May. And now it's...
Yes, and someday I'll tell you about the four times that drew Judge Roy Moore and I together, just how God's hand worked over things, and he made it happen. We got up and going here in Missouri, and the ACLU, representing Planned Parenthood, came out with a lawsuit to try to stop it. They went against the Secretary of State and the state auditor to try to stop it in its tracks.
Now, Gregory, wait a minute. I thought the ACLU advocates the voice of the people. Why would they try to stop the voice of the people from expressing itself on something as essential as human life?
Like you said, Judge Roy Moore looked into the ruling instead of the headline. If you look at the ACLU, their history, they are a communist front organization.
Gregory, when people hear you say that, they might think it's extremist, but the founder of the ACLU, I forget his name, maybe it was Roger Baldwin or something.
Roger Baldwin.
He went to the Soviet Union, what, a dozen times. He was a major apologist for the Soviet Union, which denied basic human liberty and freedom for tens of millions of people. No freedom of speech, no freedom of religion, no freedom of travel. And the ACLU founder and their president for many, many years was an apologist for absolutely no freedom for the communists, taking away freedom of conscience, freedom of religion. And so they are hypocrites. And we call them, the ACLU, the Antichrist Legions of the Underworld. That's what we call the ACLU.
Very appropriate, Bob. Very appropriate.
Yeah, so they're suing to stop the Missouri Personhood Amendment. On what grounds?
They're saying that I should not have been allowed to put forth the amendment, saying that it is more than one issue.
That, of course, is a con. Wherever you can introduce amendments, typically the law says it has to be one issue. And the Missouri Personhood Amendment text is an amendment to define the term person to be from the beginning of biological development. That's it.
That's right.
You're defining a person as from the beginning of their biological development, and therefore they are a person with guaranteed rights. That's it.
Yes, and although it will affect different sections of Article 1.
Of course, everything.
It's just one issue that we're putting forth.
Right, everything affects other things. Everything affects other things, of course. Saying that a black person could not be a slave affects other things.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's obfuscation. It's a dodge. It's not even something you could reasonably think, well, they're trying to be at least intellectually honest. They're liars, they're enemies of God, and they're child killers. And so Planned Parenthood, really, this is Planned Parenthood of Missouri and the ACLU fighting, as they're doing in two other states, to stop your personhood amendment there in Missouri. Now, Gregory Thompson, a week ago, Cal Zastro was on this program, co-sponsor of Personhood USA. He told us about the legal challenge in Missouri, and we put out a call if any of our listeners, any attorneys could volunteer to help you and the Missouri Personhood effort. Have you heard anything?
Bob, it's so wonderful. Thank God again for your program, because as a result of that, we have an attorney, Art Brown, out of Indiana, called us, and an attorney, James Oldham, out of Illinois. Art said he's not licensed to practice in Missouri, but would do what he could to help us research or different things along that line. And then James Oldham, even though he's in Illinois, he can practice in Missouri. And as a result of that, something we have needed so much is to be able to intervene in the actions, because this exists in Missouri. Not only is the evil of this coming against us, but our Secretary of State and our Attorney General, they are not pro-life.
Mm.
So as a result, they're not going to be interested in helping see this.
In other words, you'll be fighting your own co-defendant who doesn't really want to win the case. That's why you need great attorneys. And there's an attorney with the exact name, James Oldham, that I haven't spoken to maybe in a year. And I imagine it's the same one. He's formerly a staff attorney with Focus on the Family. Is that the same James Oldham?
It is. And God bless that young man. Both these men are very strong Christians, and I would assume that's why they were listening to your program.
Well, praise God.
They were seeking the truth. That young man was fired. He was fired from Focus on the Family.
That's right. Could I tell the audience, Gregory, real quickly, before American Right to Life, Judy Brown, American Life League, other Christian leaders published full-page ads, newspaper ads, an open letter to Dr. Dobson begging him to correct the record about the partial birth abortion ban, which is no ban at all. It's just a 4-inch variation. You could pull the baby out to the navel and kill the baby, or you could kill the same baby a dozen different ways. It was a brutally wicked ruling. So before we published those, I was one of the signers. We sent copies to Focus on the Family. We FedExed them. We went down there, and we asked them, please consider this. And James Odom, a five-year staff attorney, took the open letter, he got a copy of it, took it to his boss and said, there are serious matters in this letter that we need to consider, and he was fired on the spot, summarily fired on the spot.
Wow.
He's a godly man and a hero. He moved his family to Colorado Springs at the personal request of Dr. Dobson to work for Focus, and now I think he's back in the Midwest where they grew up. So, Gregory, we're almost out of time. So you got a team of lawyers that's being assembled to fight for you. So if there are any more attorneys, please get in touch with the Missouri Personhood Effort. And that's easy to find. What's your website?
Personhood, Missouri, Missouri spelled out, .com.
Personhoodmissouri.com. And then, Gregory, I know that there was a meeting, a private meeting a few weeks back of heavy hitters that asked you to come to a meeting, and they asked you to drop the Personhood Amendment. I know that was a private meeting, but could you share a bit about that meeting with us? Who was there trying to get you to stop supporting personhood?
Sadly, because I have helped each of these organizations at different times, in different ways.
Yeah, these are people we love and people we want to follow. These are people we want to follow.
Yes. In fact, what I told them that night, as I tell you who was there, I told him, I said, guys, if you have something that you're putting forth that will stop all of it, stop all the murder of our children, count me on your team.
Yeah.
I'll be part of your team.
Amen. We'll
you
support
know?
Them. We'll. They say, they typically say the language is not good. And as Cal Zastro says, the bad language people still haven't come up with good language. So that's just
there
an
excuse. There you go,
man. That's just an excuse, right? They say the language is not good. So we say, well, give us good language. We'll support your personhood effort. But they just don't want to do it. Gregory, you sent me a list of who was there. Could I read it? We're almost out of time. Eagle Forum.
Sure.
Eagle Forum, their president, Phyllis Schlafly, who I've interviewed over the years, and I love Phyllis. She was there. The leader of the Missouri Family Network. They're the affiliate of Focus on the Family. They're huge. Is that right? Do I have that right? They're huge in Missouri?
They're very well respected here in Missouri,
yeah.
Yes.
The president of Missouri Right to Life. What's the president's name of Missouri Right to Life?
Pam Fisher.
Pam Fisher with their attorney, right?
Yes.
Representatives from the Missouri Catholic Conference.
Yes. According to the rhetoric there, they were allied with their effort to meet me, but they were not able to be present.
Okay. And Concerned Women for America representative. Is that right?
Bev has emailed me, and she was standing with them.
Beverly LeHay, who is the founder and now the president, is Wendy Wright. And they're all against the personhood efforts all over the country, including Focus on the Family, trying to stop the personhood efforts. So what happened? We have only 20 seconds, Gregory Thompson. How did it end?
It ended with, I told them that what bothered me was that I know they sincerely, in their hearts, I hope it's sincere, believe that they're going about things in the right directions, but the incrementalism, we've murdered tens of millions of babies as a result of that type of effort, and that we need to go with the Wilberforce when he finally got to the personhood type attitude.
That's right, and that we're absolutely out of time, Gregory. We'll have you back on, all right?
God bless you, Bob.
Thank you, Gregory Thompson.
The murderers on death row today should be executed. Excuse me, what did he just say? My name's Doug McBurney, and I heard Bob Enyart say just that in 1995, and I've been listening ever since. I found out that the death penalty is at the heart of the gospel, and that Christianity and justice need not be mutually exclusive. A video titled God and the Death Penalty is available today at kgov.com. God and the Death Penalty examines God's ideas about justice. You'll learn the New Testament verses affirming the death penalty and understand why God never repealed capital punishment. Find out God's opinion. Order God and the Death Penalty today at kgov.com. That's God and the Death Penalty at kgov.com.